And now this is a dictation for Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Goodwin, G-O-O-D-W-I-N, January 5, 40. Mrs. Goodwin is being followed for a number of problems, including autoimmune hemolytic anemia, prior ITP, both on steroids with good response. Last visit was in December. She has not had any further falls. Within the last 1 year, right-sided humeral fracture surgery, doing physical therapy at home. She is unsteady, supposed to be using a walker. No recent falls, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, minor edema, compressing stockings, no ulcerations, no claudication symptoms, denied chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no vertigo, no oxygen, no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no fever, no headaches. Next paragraph, medication list review. We've been trying to find the lowest dose that is controlling the autoimmune problems. We recently decreased from 5 milligrams to 4 milligrams of prednisone. Next number for blood pressure on losartan, HCTC, potassium-sparing diuretics, beta blockers. Otherwise, diabetes, cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 150 over 90, weight stable 175. Her speech is normal, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress. She does have early dementia. Next paragraph, hemoglobin at 12.8, reticulocyte 60,000. Few months back, kidney function is stable, creatinine at 1. Normal sodium potassium acid base, GFR 53 stage 3, a normal calcium, B12 folic acid, elevated triglyceride 261, other lipid profile normal, thyroid normal, A1C 4.7, liver function test normal, 1 plus of protein in the urine, albumin creatinine ratio 45 milligrams per gram. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Autoimmune hemolytic anemia, well controlled on prednisone, trying to find out the lower dose, presently 4 milligrams. She prefers no further adjustments. She's concerned about activity and the problems of admission to the hospital, etc. Next number, ITP, not active at this point in time. Next number, hypertension, proteinuria, and CKD stage 3 is stable, continue losartan, which likely explains the creatinine above normal for the purpose of blood pressure control, proteinuria, continue physical activity, salt restriction. Next number, elevated triglycerides, normal cholesterol. Next number, multiple falls, unsteadiness, memory issues, cognitive decline, does not want to follow with neurology anymore. Next number, peripheral neuropathy on the hands, question carpal tunnel. Next number, recent right-sided humeral fracture, status post-surgery. Next number, all issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.